Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
And minds toward the Lord, and let us pray. We want to give thanks, glory, hallelujah. Thank, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love, oh Lord. I pray, Jesus, that you continue to bless us. Continue to touch us, oh Lord. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for how you spared our lives. You give us another day to lift up your name, to send up praises before you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all that you're doing for us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the mercy. Thank you, Jesus. us. Continue to bless us. Continue to go with us and stand by us. Help us continue to lift up your name and give your name the praise, for thou art worthy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless your holy name, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are not worthy, but we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the mercy. We thank you for your compassion. We thank you because you're a burden bearer. We thank you because you're a way maker. You're a door opener. You're a healer. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your saving power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Pray that you go with us, that you will stand by us, that you will help us, that you will lead, guide, and direct our path and show us the way, that you would have us to go, lead, guide, and direct our path. Teach us to acknowledge you in all our ways, that you might direct us, oh Lord. Help us to be led of your spirit. You said as many as are led by your spirit, they are the sons of God. I know you're able, Jesus. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Bless your people, oh Lord. We need a blessing. We need more strength and power. We need you, Lord. Encourage our hearts, our souls. Help us, oh Lord, to stretch out on your word, to do your will, to speak your word. Teach us, oh Lord, how to go about doing your will. Help us, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord. We're dependent on you. You are our very present help. No other help we know. We're dependent on you. We're leaning on you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, go with us. Stand by us. Bless and keep us. Help us today, oh Lord. Oh my God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray, Jesus, that you look on the souls of men everywhere. Help them to repent of their sins and give their life to you. Help them to receive your word and to receive salvation for their souls. Jesus, I know you can do it. We're looking to you, Lord. Have thine own way. Let your will be done. Look on the souls over in Ukraine. Have mercy on them, O Lord. Deliver them, O Lord. Deliver Jesus. Save them, O Lord. I know you can do it. I know you're able. Have mercy on them. Have mercy, Jesus. Send mercy today, Lord. Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch somebody's heart. Touch somebody's mind. Touch them right now, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Send deliverance. Thou art a deliverer. You know how to deliver. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Jesus. Look on your people throughout the world. Touch them, oh Lord. Strengthen and keep them. Help them to stand. Help them to go through. Help them to make this journey in the name of Jesus. Jesus, have thine own way. Thy will be done, not our will. Let our will perish. Help us to seek to please you. Help us, O Lord, to set our affection on things above and not on the things that they serve. But help us. Help us today. Help us, O Lord. We need help today, Lord. We need you today, Lord. Touch us right now while we're praying, while we're waiting. Have mercy, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. around you. We want to be what you want us to be. Help us today, Lord. Jesus, move in our lives. Everything that's not like it, we pray that you move it, Lord. We want to be found not having spot or wrinkle, nor any such blemish. Make us, oh Lord, fix us, Jesus, the way you want us to be. Help us to draw nigh to you. We realize we are living in the last days, but we want to be ready. We want to be ready when you call our name or when you crack the sky. Help us to be ready. Help us to look up, lift up our eyes in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh Lord, to lift up our head. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh Lord, to watch under prayer that we might be ready. In the name of Jesus, take away everything that is not like you, Lord. Oh, my God, help us to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk. In the name of Jesus, help your people. Look on the bereaved families. Touch right now, Lord. Somebody is grieving. Somebody is in pain. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh Lord. Lift the burden. Strengthen the souls. Dry the tears. In the name of Jesus, have mercy today, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. We know you're a merciful God, and we know you are a deliverer. We know you're able to make a way. You are a way maker. Oh, my God, continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, bless your people everywhere, oh Lord. Look on the people, oh Lord. Look on our unsaved family members. Pray that you will save them, oh Lord. Touch their hearts and minds. Give them a mind to want to serve you, to want to live for you, and to want to do the efforts right and pleasing in your sight. In the name of Jesus, look on those souls that are in bondage. We know you're able to bring them out. Have mercy, oh Lord. Save such as should be saved. Deliver today, Lord. Have not no way, oh Lord. Oh my God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this day.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You for this broadcast. We thank you for your word. We
thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, oh Lord.
Yes,
we
hallelujah.
Thank you today, Lord.
Thank
we
you,
give
Jesus.
Glory and honor to thy name. For
thank
thou
you.
Art worthy. You are so worthy.
Hallelujah.
Your name is worthy to be praised. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. Your name, Lord. Oh, my God. Have your way. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Your way, Lord. Not my way. Not my will. Not my word. Jesus, Jesus. Have your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Jesus. Help us to worship you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We thank you, oh, Lord. Thank you for this broadcast, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity to pray. We thank you, oh, Lord. Thank you for this prayer.
Thank
now,
you.
Lord, we pray that you look upon us, that you will go with us and stand by us, ever leading God. Oh, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Help us, oh, Lord. Oh, my God. That when our work is done down here on this earth, that you will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Yes, help us, oh Lord. We
help
want
us.
To be faithful unto you.
Yes,
oh,
Lord,
my
Jesus.
God. In the name of Jesus, help us to endure, oh Lord. Oh, my God. Help us to stand for you. In the name of Jesus, keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to watch on the prayer. We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you today. This prayer we pray. We pray it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, and God bless you all. Thank God for that beautiful prayer, that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we are so excited, thank you, Jesus, for you to be with us this afternoon. And we want to welcome everyone to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. Our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., was the pastor of Victory Temple, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Even though he's gone on, we still want to remember him. We're so glad that you chose to spend your afternoon with us. On today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and also Evangelist Maybell Edmond, who's a member of Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the... The 99th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 99th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executeth judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, so thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy." Thank God for another word. The 99th number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses throughout its entirety. And again, just thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mike King Service, title one school and one is O-N-E. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, the email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To reach us by postal mail, you can send whatever you like via postal mail to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the show, during the broadcast, you can give us a call at 978-990-5270. And our access code is 794-6408. If you have a prayer request or if you're a member of the clergy, you like to have remarks after the word, or if you have a testimony you like to tell, or a scripture you like to share, or a song you like to sing, you can also call that guest number again. That's 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. We want to remember all the souls on our prayer list. We want to remember Benjamin Hogue, David Hameen, Melissa Smith, Titus Edmund Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, the bereaved Hall family, the bereaved Berry family, Gregory Smith, the bereaved Frazier Carr Lanson family, Sean Colbreth, the bereaved William Edmund family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Sills, the Parhan family, Elderberry Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family, the Spriggs family, the bereaved Gatewood family, Tanika Huff, Amore Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall and the bereaved Marshall family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, bereaved Anderson family, Robin Manthay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Muhammad Haminid family, Andrew Marshall, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, those are all of the announcements that I have. And we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Nebo Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the announcement. And we also want to thank the Lord for that opening scripture that was read. That was a powerful scripture, and it was exhorting us to praise God, to exalt the Lord. And the Lord reigneth. It says, let the people tremble. And we should tremble because the Lord is powerful and mighty. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, he's a strong tower. Glory to God. He sitteth between the cherubims. And it said, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great. And he is high above all the people. So we don't have to fear man, but we have to fear God. Tremble at God because he's able to move the earth. He's able to do terrible things. So I just thank the Lord because that's what the Lord wants us to do, is to exalt his name, praise him, and to give glory and honor unto him. We need to do more exalting the Lord. Instead of, you know, just going day by day and not giving God the praise that is due his name and putting all these things down here ahead of praising God. It's time to take time out and give God's name the praise, for he is worthy. And he has done great things for us. He spared our lives, giving us another chance to pray and to get closer to him. As we look around and see all these terrible things that are going on in the world, this is the time now to give God praise and to get closer unto him. And I find out that when you give God's name praise and lift him up and glorify him, the Lord will bless you even more. He'll touch you. You'll be able to feel his presence even the more. And so that's what we are, this time that we are living in, that's what we need to do.
Amen.
So I just thank the Lord. That was a beautiful passage of scripture that was read. It said, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. And that's what we need to do, worship the Lord and exalt his name. So I just thank the Lord today. We hope that you are encouraged to lift up the name of Jesus. And we thank you for tuning in to this broadcast. We pray that you will listen attentively to the word of God on this afternoon as I present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Sheila.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due, to everyone listening. Praise God. We thank God for you for tuning in on this afternoon. Truly thank God for the opening prayer, that anointing that the Lord sent through that prayer. Thank God for the opening scripture, and just thank God for his people everywhere. Now, I am so grateful. And I do give the Lord praise. I do worship him. And we should take more time out to really worship the Lord. Just like the evangelist was saying, we shouldn't just go day by day, but we should really put more time into exalting the Lord and praising him, and worshiping him, and lifting him up. Because the Lord is worthy all times. There is not a moment of our lives that the Lord is not worthy of a praise. Glory be to God. Every breath we take, everything we do, we should be giving God some kind of praise. Amen. We should learn to let our lives exalt the name of the Lord. Whatever we do, it should bring glory and honor to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just excited today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm so glad to be here. And I'm here by the grace of God. It didn't have to be this way, but the Lord had mercy on me and gave me a little bit more time. Hallelujah. And I'm glad about it. And I thank him for just looking down on a wretch like me. Hallelujah. And just having mercy on me. Glory be to God. He converted me, sanctified me, and gave me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory be to God. He put a burning down in my soul. Hallelujah. And a determination to drive and to go all the way. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I just feel like giving the Lord a praise right now. Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory
to your name, Jesus. Lord, thank you. Glory to you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless your name, Lord. I praise you, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. The Lord has been good to me. The Lord has blessed me down through the years when the enemy sought to destroy me. When he sought to snuff out my life, oh, glory, hallelujah, the Lord was right there all the time with his protection, and I'm glad about it. Thank you, Jesus, and I'm just happy to praise him on this day. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. It may be my last day, but while I'm still here, if I can lift my hands, if I can lift my voice, whatever I can do, I will give glory to the Lord, my God. Hallelujah. My Savior. Thank you, Jesus. He is worthy. Praise his holy name. Glory be to God. I just had to take a little time out and just give glory to the Lord, because this is what we need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise be to God. I just thank him.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's answered prayer already. Oh, my Lord, thank you, Jesus. He's looking down on us right now. He can see, Lord, glory. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. He can see what we're going through. He can feel our pain. He's acquainted with all of our griefs. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And I'm so glad that the Lord had mercy on us
and gave us this time. And I'm just taking advantage of the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon us. Oh, praise God. I'm embracing the blessings that God has given us. And I don't want any blessings to pass me by. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. I just thank the Lord. I don't have time for doubting. I don't have time for unbelief. Amen. But this is the time to take God at his word and embrace the blessings of the Lord. Just embrace the promises of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. If we do this, if we choose to believe him, if we choose to take him at his word, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Though our faith might have been a little weak, God will strengthen our faith, and he'll let us see, hallelujah, that he truly hears and he answers. And our trust in him, our faith in him is not in vain. Amen. But God will prove himself every time. Praise the Lord. I just thank God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want the Lord to have his way. I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. Oh, glory be to God. But God, he is doing great and mighty things. God is moving by his spirit, even in the midst of temptation, in the midst of tests and trials, in the midst of tragedy. Oh, glory to God. God is still doing great and mighty things. He's still working miracles. He's still delivering the bound souls. He's still, oh yes, Lord, breaking chains. He's still destroying the works of the enemy. Oh, glory to God. And I'm glad about it. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is real. God is real. And we need to get that message out. People need to know that God is real. And whatever God has said, he will surely bring it to pass. He will surely keep his promises. Amen. Hallelujah. So don't count his promises as slack. He's not slack concerning his promises. God will do just what he said he would do. Praise be to God. I just thank the Lord. Hallelujah, for this opportunity. I'm trying to get to the word of God, but I just have to let God lead in whatever way he wants things to go. Praise the Lord, and I'm going to ask that you pray with me for the next ensuing minutes, but I do have a few verses of scripture I would like to share with you. Praise the Lord, and so before we read those scriptures, let's have a brief word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will speak to us through your word. Oh, God, let your word come forth and let it minister to us the things that we stand in need of. Send the blessing, oh, God, and let the blessing overtake us. We believe, Lord, and we count it as done, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. At this time, I would like to invite your attention to the word of God, to the book of St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, verses 12 through 25, and the Bible reads, "Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and darkness of death, light is sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets
and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Praise be to God. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. And in this scripture, Jesus, just following after he had been tempted of the devil, he had gone on a fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And afterwards, he was hungry, and the devil came to tempt him, telling him if he's the Son of God to command these stones to be made bread. Hallelujah. But Jesus began to fend off the devil by giving him the word of God, saying to the devil, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. And this is how we live, by the word of God. The word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, that is our spiritual bread. Glory to God. Our souls are fed with this bread of life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. If I were to leave a title tonight, this afternoon, it would be The Kingdom of Heaven is at Hand. And the theme is, have you decided to follow Jesus? The Kingdom of Heaven is at hand. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Praise be to God. Jesus, he made preparation before going into his ministry. He had been baptized by John the Baptist. And following that, the Spirit led him into the wilderness, praise God, to be tempted of the devil. And as I began to think on this, he was going through this 40 days and 40 nights fast, getting ready for those things that he had to face. And he was making preparation and gaining strength and everything he needed by going on this fast for 40 days and 40 nights. Hallelujah. And because he was going to be tempted of the devil, the tempter did come after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And, of course, he was very hungry. And so the tempter saw an opportunity, feeling like, oh, he's weak now. Let me get on him right now. And that's the way the enemy does with us. He will try to stop the work of God. He will try to stop us from getting our deliverance. He'll try to stop us even from hearing the word of God. Praise the Lord. But Jesus had been ministered to following the temptation of the devil, because he was trying to get Jesus to pretty much take his own life. Oh, glory be to God. But after Jesus did not yield to the temptation and told Satan to get behind him, oh, thank you, Lord, he put Satan in his place. The angels of the Lord came, and they began to minister to the Lord and give him strength. And now Jesus, when he heard that John the Baptist had been cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and he, once he left Nazareth,
He came and dwelt in Capernaum. This area is located upon the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. And everything Jesus did was according to Scripture, and so that the word of God would be fulfilled that was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. The prophecy was that the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali would see the light of the Lord. Amen. These places were filled with darkness, but it was time for the light to be revealed. And so the people that sat in darkness saw great light because Jesus had arrived on the scene. And so Satan didn't want them to see the light, so he ran ahead and tempted Jesus and tried to get him not to go to that area. Oh, praise be to God. Nevertheless, the word of God, as it was spoken, came to pass because Jesus ended up right where it was spoken in the prophecy that he would be. Amen. And so the people, they saw great light. And those that were in that region and the shadow of death, light sprung up so that they would no longer be in darkness. And now that their eyes had come open to the light, Jesus began to preach. And his message was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Praise the Lord. And we have the same ministry, the same message to deliver to the people. And as I began to think about how Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and he saw the two brethren, he saw Simon, who's called Peter, and his brother Andrew, and they were casting a net into the sea because they were fishers. And I looked up fisher. A fisher is someone who's occupation is catching fish. And the act of fishing is the act or business of catching fish. Technique, occupation, or diversion of catching fish. So this was their occupation. This is what they did for a living. And Jesus called Simon and his brother Andrew, hallelujah, he called them to be fishers of men. He said to them, follow me. Important that they heard what he said. He said, follow me. Glory be to God. And I will make you fishers of men. And there was something about what Jesus said to them that caused them to straightway leave their nets and follow Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. He just reached out to them. He saw them in their occupation. Glory be to God. But he had a higher calling for them. Oh, praise the Lord. He was calling them into a ministry that had a reward that would not fade away. Glory, hallelujah. A reward that was everlasting. Thank you, Jesus. And so he invited them to follow him and made this promise saying, I will make you fishers of men. Glory be to God. And we, followers of Jesus, are made fishers of men. And once we have decided to follow him, leaving everything and everyone else behind, hallelujah, the Lord has so many blessings in store for us, so many things in store for us, but it's important that we reach out and catch the fish, hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. as I think on this occupation. Now, I used to love going fishing, and I still do. Praise the Lord. And starting off very young and really liking the idea of going fishing with my parents and my neighbor. Oh, praise the Lord. Sometimes we would go out there, cast out our line, and sometimes we didn't get a bite. We didn't even catch a fish. Praise God. But there were those times when we went out and we were successful in catching fish. Praise the Lord. And thinking on this, sometimes you have to use a different technique. You have to use different tools. Hallelujah. As an avid fisher would know, that certain fish only like crickets. Some like the earthworm. Some like something else. So knowing what to use when fishing is detrimental to your success, because there are those who go fishing and they run the fish away. Hallelujah. Then sometimes we get a fish on the hook, and we're reeling the fish in, and the fish starts to wiggle and resist and just twist and turn, and they wiggle right off the hook, jump right back in the water. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But all the things that we have, the Lord has equipped us. He is the one who will make us fishers of men. And along with that, He will give us success. We will be effective in our occupation as fishers of men. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The reward comes in the end. Amen. If we can endure, if we can keep the faith, if we can labor, hallelujah, in the vineyard of God, if we continue and we don't give up, then we can expect to receive our reward from the Lord. And so the Lord didn't stop there, but he went on and he saw two other brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee. And when he told them to follow him, he called them, and they just up immediately left the ship and their father and followed Jesus. That's all it took, just that call. And so Jesus, he's calling. He's inviting you to follow him. And then Jesus, after he had called these brethren, he went all throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogue and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases among the people. And this was his ministry. He was preaching the kingdom of heaven. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He was telling people to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And what he was sending out was his net, and the fish got caught up in the net, and they came, and they were blessed. They benefited by being healed, hallelujah, being able to hear the teaching of the Lord, the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom. He taught them in their synagogue. So they were coming, and they were listening, and that hook got in them. Glory be to God. And Jesus began to reel them in, and he healed them, all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people, so that his fame went out all throughout Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people, as many as they could happening to a lot of people today. Their bodies are racked with pain. Their bodies are racked with diseases and torment. And some of them are possessed with devils. And some of them were lunatics. Oh, their mental status was deteriorating. They had mental issues. All of these were brought to Jesus. Some had the palsy. They were paralyzed and couldn't move. Oh, glory to God. And Jesus healed them, all of them. He didn't send any of them away the same way they came. But everyone they brought, he healed them all. And so great multitudes began to follow Jesus. They were from Galilee, from Decapolis, from Jerusalem, from Judea, from beyond Jordan. They all began to follow Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want to know, have you decided to follow Jesus? Glory, hallelujah. If you decide this day to follow Jesus, his hand is outstretched, waiting on you. Just make up your mind right now and decide to follow Jesus, leaving everything and everyone else behind. Hallelujah. The cross before you and the world behind you. Walk away from the world, because whatever you leave behind, the Lord has the power to replace it many more times over than what you have. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So don't be afraid. Don't be fearful to take that stand. If you would just move close to the Lord, if you would draw nigh today, he will draw nigh to you. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Have you repented of your sins? Have you asked the Lord to forgive your sins and to take your sins away? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He will have mercy, and he will make you all over. He'll make you a brand new creation. Oh, glory be to God. And whatever you're doing, God's got a better job for you. Hallelujah. I don't care how much money you're making. Yes, Lord. God's got a job for you. And the pay can't even compare to what you're receiving now. It's so much more valuable. Oh, thank you, Lord. And I believe that these brethren, they saw the value in what Jesus was offering. As he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they saw the value in it. They saw that this was better. This was way better than what they were doing. And so they did not hesitate. They didn't take time to think about it. They didn't say, well, you know, give me a couple of weeks and let me think on it. No. But immediately, as soon as Jesus said, follow me, straightway, they followed Jesus. Will you do the same today? Will you pay attention to the calling of the Lord, the Lord's hand outstretched to you, inviting you to follow him? Are you willing to follow Jesus? Oh, praise be to God. At this time, we're going to prepare to go to God in prayer. And if you desire to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, if you desire to give your life to Jesus, we are going to pray the prayer of faith and believe God together. If you are one of those who have a sickness or disease that you're dealing with, if you have a condition or a torment, anything that's happening to you and you desire deliverance, you desire healing, you desire to be made whole, Well, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God has the power to make you whole today. God can do it for you. All you need is a little faith, enough to believe that God will do it, that God can do it. Hallelujah. And he'll do it for you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. We ask for mercy. Lord, we ask for forgiveness. We ask, God, that you will take away the sin, oh, Lord, and blot out transgression. We are coming to you, Lord, and we ask, God, that you will search our hearts, oh, Lord, and whatever you're not pleased with, please, my God, be merciful and compassionate and forgive us and take it away from us, Lord. We come to you, Lord Jesus. We are asking you to look down on the penitent souls, those who have repented, oh God, and are willing to accept the kingdom of heaven, knowing that it's at hand. Lord, willing to walk away from the world and accept you as their personal Savior. We pray for them, Lord, that you will have mercy and forgive their sins, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you will save them, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost and use it for your service in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come to you, seeking you to strengthen the weak today, oh, God. Increase the faith that is weak, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come to you and we ask in faith that you will heal those who are dealing with sicknesses and diseases, those who are dealing with torments and afflictions. Oh, my God, those who are dealing with oppression and depression. We come to you, Lord Jesus, on behalf of those who are dealing with things going on in their mind, their troubles in their mind. Have mercy, oh God, and regulate their mind. Heal them and make them ever with whole. In the name of Jesus, we come to you, oh God, and we ask, Lord, that you will look down on those, Lord God, who are sick of the palsy. Oh, my Lord, save them and make them whole, my God. Do wonders in the midst, Lord Jesus, and that somebody will give glory and honor to your name, that somebody will exalt your holy name in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless me, Savior. We come to you, oh Lord, asking you to go to the hospital right now while we're praying this prayer, God. Walk up and down the corridor. Go into each room, Lord Jesus, and lay your hand on the sick, Lord Jesus. Heal them and raise them up off the sick bed that they may give glory and honor to your name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you, my God. There's nothing impossible, Lord. And we believe you. And we're taking you at your word. We're standing on your promises because we know according to your word that with your stripes we are healed. And we believe today for the healing, Lord God, and for the deliverance of souls in the name of Jesus. We believe, Lord, for the saving of souls. We believe for comfort and for consolation for those who are bereaved of their loved ones, oh God, and feeling the heaviness of grief and the brokenness of their heart. Oh, my God, we pray that you will lift them up, that you will comfort and console them this moment, Lord, while they're going through. Take them through, Lord Jesus. Help them to endure this difficult time for them. ask, God, that you will have mercy. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, that you will move in a mighty way and let protection be around the people. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able. Lord God, nothing is too hard for you. And we ask, Lord, that you will help us to accept what you allow. Help us, Lord Jesus, to just pray earnestly for all those who are in need of prayer. In the name of Jesus, remember those names that were called out on the prayer list, Lord, and those other prayer lists, oh God, with names that we may not have. But Lord God, we ask you to remember them one by one and name by name. Bless them abundantly, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal, deliver, work out their situations, move in their behalf in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever the petition is, oh God, whatever the prayer requests are, we ask, Lord God, that you will grant each and every one and let it be done according to your holy will. Oh, blessed Savior, we praise you and we magnify your holy name. We believe, Lord Jesus, that we have the petition we ask in this prayer. We believe, oh God, and we count it done. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you.
Praise you, my
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord,
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
For your goodness,
yes, Lord,
and mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for being patient
thank you,
with us, Lord. We thank you,
thank
for being so
thank
loving
you,
and kind and compassionate toward us. We thank you for blessing
thank
us,
you,
Lord Jesus. We
thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For giving us
yes,
a little more time, Lord. We thank you. Oh, bless
yes,
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this prayer, Lord, and for this broadcast. We thank you for everyone who's listening. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for blessing them today.
Yes.
Thank
we
you, thank
Jesus.
You for all things, Lord. And we ask you, oh God, to be with us throughout the course of this day and keep our minds on you, Lord. Help us not to be distracted by the cares of this life, by the things that are going on, but to remain focused and to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We praise your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask our prayer that you'll continue to bless us. Let your presence remain with us. We ask it in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. And at this time, we want to ask Evangelist Mae and Evangelist Khadijah for remarks. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that anointed message. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank the Lord for that prayer. Prayer changes things. God knows what we need. He knows what the people need. And I just thank God today. I thank him for his word, for the prayer, for this broadcast, for everything that the Lord is doing. And I believe that word went out today. I believe somebody felt that word. Glory to God. I thank the Lord Jesus. If you follow him, he will surely make you a fisher of men. He knows how to do it. And he'll teach you how to do it. I just thank God for the word, for the anointing. I thank God for his word because his word is going to stand when everything else fails, everything else goes down. The word of God will stand forever. Stand to Venice, I mean, keep letting the Lord have his way and keep preaching the word of God. God bless you.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Have you decided to follow Jesus? Have you decided to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. Even I thank God for that word. The word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and asking that question, have you decided to follow Jesus? This was a very inspiring message. And like Evangelist Mimba said, she preached under the anointing. And Evangelist Hameen began to say that there must have been something about the way that Jesus called these men that got them to straightway leave off what they were doing and follow him. But who can resist a call from the Lord? They made a choice to follow Jesus because there was a promise of something greater. Even if they didn't fully understand what he meant at the time, they followed him anyway. And this is how we have to be, without knowing what's going to happen, you know, without saying, well, let me get this and let me do this and let me tell such and such and thus and so. Just when Jesus says, come, just come. And this is a very powerful message. And I thank God also for the prayer, the anointed prayer in the beginning and also the anointed prayer at the end. I thank God for both of you, Evangelist Mabel and Evangelist Hameen. Stay tuned, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those remarks. And we just thank God for everything said and done. And I just want to encourage you to take the word of God in. The word of God is precious. It is so precious. And the more we get into the word, the more God will reveal. Amen. Praise the Lord. We might be talking about the same scriptures more than one time, and then God will reveal something different. And so we just have to listen for the voice of the Lord. Listen for what God wants us to know. Amen. Praise God. I just feel happy down in my soul for how the Lord is blessing us. Praise be to God. Along with tests and trials, we are still blessed. Along with trouble and tragedy, we are still blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. We praise him when things are going well. Praise him when things are not going so well. You just have to be determined, and your mind has to be made up that you're going to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise is going to continue to be in your mouth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's personal. You have to make up your mind. Amen. And I just want to encourage you, if you have not made that decision yet, to go ahead on and decide in yourself against everything else. Don't worry about anything. Decide, today, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to stop everything I'm doing, leave everything behind, and follow Jesus. And you won't regret it. Hallelujah. You'll be so glad that you made that decision. And sometimes it takes God to help you to make up your mind. So if you want to do this, ask the Lord to help you and to give you the mind to follow him. Amen. Give you the mind to leave and walk away. Give it all up to follow him. And he will help you. Praise the Lord. We just thank God once again for this broadcast. Thank God for Evangelist May and for Evangelist Khadija. We just thank God for all of you, for your love and your support, for your continued prayers. And we are just so grateful that you are supporting us and praying for us. We are truly blessed, and we thank God for all of you. And we ask you to continue to pray for those who are on our prayer list and for those names that we may not call out, that you may know of someone. Please keep them in your prayers as well. Amen. And then before we close out the broadcast, Evangelist May, do you have anything in additional?
Not at this time.
Evangelist Khadija?
No, not at this time.
Amen. Praise the Lord. With nothing further, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Friday night at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.